You're listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. I'm an intuitive, astrologer, writer, and mother, but mostly I'm a gal navigating spirituality in a refreshingly real and honest way. Join me as I share weekly energetic insights and laugh out loud real moments of my personal journey into more heart, more soul, and a whole lot of fun along the way. Hello, hello, and happy, oh gosh, do I say Tuesday? I don't know what day it is. I mean, I know what day it is when I'm recording. It's Monday, but it's Monday. It's 6:35 p.m. to be exact. So hopefully I can somehow create magic and get this into your ears tomorrow. It's almost like I have to eat my words from Friday's episode where I was like, I'm definitely going to be back in your ears on Tuesday. Like, there's no reason why I wouldn't. But it isn't energetic or emotional that has held me back from jumping on today. It's that Trent's work has just blown up for this week. And because we're both self-employed, just a bit of backstory before we dive into the vibe, because we are both self-employed and his work is very much a kind of on the spot job call out situation, I need to be able to just kind of drop my stuff and be stay-at-home mama, which is what I've been doing today. And I tell you what, guys, before we dive into the vibe, it was so nice. It was actually such a joy to have nothing to do and nowhere to be other than be present with my little girl. We had the best day. We didn't leave the house. We played all day. I wasn't on my phone. I was so, you know, those days where you're like, fuck, I nailed it today. I almost want to capture this here and make it like so I can listen back and go, yeah, I do this well sometimes. And so that was today, full presence with my little girl, and Trent had only just gotten home from work. So I've been looking forward to recording this. Hopefully it gets in your ears by the end of Tuesday. If not, you'll definitely be listening to this on Wednesday. So it still gives us plenty of time to drop into the energy of the coming week and the vibe of the week. So today I'm going to be sharing all things Gemini new moon, because we have our beautiful new moon in Gemini lighting up. Well, not really lighting up the sky. Let's be real. The sky will be at her darkest this weekend over the period of the 18th and the 19th. So another weekend moon portal, which is quite beautiful. But we know now, if you're a regular listener, that the new moon is the time to set intention. It's the time to sow those seeds. It's the time to offer up all of our deepest desires into the cosmos and yeah, come into that space of beautiful intention setting. When we're looking at the new moon aspects of a sign, we're also looking at the highest expression of that sign. And you can go back and listen to my Gemini season episode to get a detailed deep dive into the Gemini energy. But it's so interesting because before I jumped on to speak into this moon energy and the vibe for the week, I caught myself, and it's so Gemini season of me, you can't make this up, but I caught myself literally on Google typing in new moon in Gemini 2023 and pulling up the Gemini, the moon chart, and then reading other people's interpretations of the moon to almost inform my intel for this recording. And I had to like catch myself in and go, Holly, I never do this. It's never what I do. I don't prep for my podcasts. I don't do it. It's almost like it's my shtick. It's like my thing. I jump on and I speak and I channel. I'm not one to compare what other people are saying and, oh yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's just not what I do. And yet I caught myself doing that in under the guise of preparation for this podcast. And I pulled myself right out. I think I clicked on two articles and went, Holly, what are you doing? Because that is, I guess, shadow expression, not even a shadow expression of Gemini. It's just something to be aware of, is Gemini energy loves study, knowledge acquisition, facts and information. So the Gemini archetype likely are, they are your friend with 50 million tabs open, yes, metaphorically, but also literally on their computer. And they're really great to have at trivia because they're going to be full of facts, but
when it comes to their opinion, very, very different. This is where the medicine of Sag comes in, because Gemini can see all sides and see all perspectives and wear the mask to adapt to people depending on what their opinion of the situation is. And they are very, very good at the accumulation of knowledge and fact, I say in inverted commas almost. And so my little Gemini rising soul was just doing exactly that, was going, what are other people saying about this new moon in Gemini? And it's like, Holly, defeats the purpose of what's the vibe, which is my read of the energy. So that's what I'm going to do. Firstly, I want to talk about this week in general, and that's not the new moon. It's just what I'm feeling as we step into this week. And I think what I'm noticing is that we are... if you have been through the deep initiation process of this Taurus North Node, Scorpio South Node, and have you really faced off with the depths of your psyche in the last almost 18 months? It's actually so interesting as I say that, because as you know, my little girl turned 18 months last week. And so come July, we are a month off. So I've basically been in this nodal transit of Taurus North Node, Scorpio South Node from 36 weeks pregnant, which makes so much sense saying this out loud, because I didn't realize until I spoke this out. But the reason that I'm sharing that is it's a really good thing for you to reflect on the last 18 months and where you have been called to face off with the deep psychological aspects of yourself that perhaps you haven't wanted to look at, the shadowy undercurrents of our workings, the way that our mind is, the way that our, you know, that we've hidden things beneath the surface, the mysterious aspects of ourselves, the secrecy, the trauma and challenge and all of those things, because that is Scorpio South Node, right? And we have all individually and as a collective been encouraged to face off with those aspects of self. We have been encouraged to look at simplification and the simpler things in life and a slowing down and a tending to the basics and our relationship with money and our relationship with the earth and our relationship with the food that we eat, the amount of people that I have met in the last 12 months or that I've heard from that has changed drastically from a place of, only being plant-based or only eating a pescatarian way, in my example, to consuming more whole foods in a traditional sense in terms of, meat and veg that have been grown from the earth. And it's very almost like that homestead vibe. My gosh, it's not coincidence. This is all that energy. And so the reason that I'm painting this picture in the back end is what I am noticing and what I'm feeling is this week and in the coming weeks as we lead to this nodal shift is if you've been really facing off with these, I want to call them initiations for lack of a better term, into the higher expression of Taurus and transmuting those lower expressions of Scorpio, it feels like the embodiment is landing. The medicine of this nodal transit is landing. And I say that because I noticed last week, as I shared, that Gemini season for me has felt quite heady and anxiety-inducing and erratic. And in the past, it would have taken me a long time, I should say, to nip that in the bud and to get on top of it. But it's only been a few days, and the example I gave at the beginning of this ep where I have just really dropped into presence with my little girl all day. We played in the garden, we picked flowers, we made milk, like nut milk, P.S. We don't have a cow, I wasn't milking a cow. But we did all of these beautiful, even over the weekend, dinner party with friends, like we did all of these beautiful Taurus North Node pieces. And it feels like there's an embodiment piece landing now. And I wonder if you guys can relate, where you're catching yourself in the frenetic, external, head noisy energy that could be of other people in your life, that could be of collective energy, that could be of, you know, social media noise. And you're finding it easier to catch yourself in that and bring yourself back into the slowness and the simplicity that life has to offer. It's like that is the antidote to the noise and the frenetic energy and the overwhelm, is this Taurus North Node, simplification, stillness, like really coming back to basics. I have felt that over the last few days, and it's been really nourishing to my nervous system to be able to drop into that state of deep presence, not feeling like a slave to my phone. Like, you know, when you get your phone reports at the end of the week, it was like down by, my usage was down by like 60% last week, and I didn't consciously do anything. I didn't consciously go, I'm going to spend less time on my phone. It's just becoming more embodied. And I think it's because the last 18 months, I have really shown up to face off with the initiations that have been landing through this nodal transit. And so I wonder if you can reflect on the last 18 months and notice the things that are occurring in your life right now, and notice how you're showing up and facing them in a different way, and how that has been serving you. And if you have been leaning into more of the lessons of this beautiful nodal transit, which has been deep excavation. And I also encourage, if there are those of you who have been kind of avoiding the deep excavation, because let's be real, it is confronting when we're, you know, being forced to look at our psychology and our psychological makeup and why we are the way we are and things that happen to us in our childhood that maybe we don't want to see. If there has been an avoidance there, can you gently coax yourself into not completely ripping the tablecloth out from underneath the glassware and like hoping in one fell swoop everything will be smooth, but can you just start to introduce a little bit more curiosity in how you can tend to those parts of yourself while we have this transit on our side? Because I really do feel personally, because I had to face off with a lot of my shit over the last 18 months, as you guys know, it's coming into a place of harmony in my system. My nervous system is feeling, even though there's, you know, noise and life happening, I do feel more solid. And I even had that feedback from a friend the other day, and he said, "Oh, your energy is different in a good way." And I said, "Oh, that's me being a mother." He's like, "Yeah, maybe, but there's just such a grounded quality to you now." And I honestly owe it to working with this nodal transit. That's a big piece of it. You can't avoid it. That's the thing. But you can avoid your role in it. So you can't avoid the lessons that are coming through. You can't avoid the initiations that are coming through. But you can, I guess, avoid how much you want to actually face off with them versus avoiding them. So that's actually the vibe this week. Look at me, did not reference a Google search once. The vibe this week is an encouragement into the lessons of Taurus and that Taurian North Node for you, which you can go back and listen to the previous episodes, but we're talking about simplification, a slowness, and a relationship with your sensual self. And on the flip side, facing off with the shadowy, mysterious, and inverted commas, taboo aspects of self, and how you can bring them to light and heal them, because that Scorpio South Node is inviting us into a Phoenix rising from the ashes moment. And that's what I feel. It's like, oh, the ashes are clearing and we are rising. That's how it feels this week. And then we end it with this beautiful Gemini new moon, which is about planting in seeds and intention. Now, something I will say is when I looked at the chart for this moon and I read my little articles, there was some commentary on the fact that this moon is square Neptune in Pisces. So when an aspect is square, they're facing off with one another. There's almost like I don't know if the word's confronting. They're just opposing views. You think of a 90 degree angle and, you know, they're not running parallel to one another. They're kind of juxtaposed, right? So Neptune in Pisces, this is about connection to, you know, dreamscape. This is connection to the cosmos. This is spirituality. This is head in the clouds type behavior. It can lend itself to being even a little bit delusional, to be honest, if you're not catching yourself in it. So with this new moon, my take on it is you can use this square to your advantage by getting caught up in the dreamscape, getting caught up in dreaming your most wildest dreams, where people might look at you and go, you're a bit deluded. Like, that's a bit head in the clouds. Use that to your advantage. Use that to seed the intentions this new moon. Like, let yourself go off with the fairies for a little bit. The articles I was reading was like, oh, be conscious of delusion. And that's where I caught myself, because I'm like, I don't actually feel that this new moon. I feel that it's a really dreamy new moon. It's like, let's use these energies, this energy of Neptune, this energy of Pisces to our advantage and dream and allow our mind to kind of get swept up in imagination and then bring that imagination back down from the clouds and seed those intentions into ritual this weekend with the new moon. This is a moon of allowing yourself to dream and then act on those dreams. It's planting seeds. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful cosmic weekend. I'm here for it. So have yourself a little ritual, have yourself a little reflection moment of, you know, what are the last 18 months highlighted for me? Where have I journeyed to the depths of self? Where have I avoided journeying to the depths of self and why? And how can I slowly start to, in my own time, face off with some more parts? I say face off, that sounds really hardcore, but just like gently coax myself into a safe space where it feels okay for me to look at some aspects of self that maybe I feel ready to. And then from that point, how can I dream and allow myself to get lost in the vision that I'm calling in for my life and then plant seeds over the weekend? If you're wanting to take some beautiful ceremony, sit some beautiful ceremony this weekend, we have our new moon intention setting in Coherence. Beautiful Cass Maynard is going to be dropping us into a cacao ceremony and Reiki healing. So you are more than welcome to join us at any time. It would be beautiful to see you there. I can't wait. I am so ready to seed some big dreamy intentions. Come at me. And I will be back in your ears on Friday. And actually on that, I had a beautiful message come through from a listener, and she's also a member of Coherence. And she said, Hull, it would be great for you to actually speak into cacao in detail in an ep. So that's what I'm going to do this Friday. I'm going to talk about plant medicine in general. It's having a moment. It's having its hot moment. So I won't just talk to cacao, but I will talk to cacao as my experience of a initiated facilitator and a ceremonialist. And I'm going to talk about an experience I had at an event on the weekend with some other beautiful medicines as well. So I will be in your ears on Friday. Have a beautiful dreamy week in the meantime.
You've been listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Enjoyed today's ep? Remember to share, subscribe, and leave a little rating if you like what you heard. And join us over on Facebook. Just search Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Until next time.